Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. There was a time when even the most vulgar person would watch his language in public and even stand when a lady entered the room. Today, things are different. I've been standing in line with my wife and children and had to endure foul language from others standing nearby. Rarely does someone become so hardened overnight. More often is the case that the enemy has crept into their lives in subtle, small ways, undetectable to them and apparently their parents. One day, Evie and I sat on the curb as we watched our little 5-year-old Renee riding her new bicycle, as she called it, around the church parking lot when she rode up to us, stopped, and with a sweet little smile asked, "Daddy, what does this word mean?" And then she said a very, very bad word. After the initial shock of such an ugly word coming from such a good little girl, we realized that Renee was simply repeating what she had heard earlier that day at school. So I decided to be very straight with her and told her the literal meaning of that word, and to that she replied, "Oh, people shouldn't use that word," and off she went for another lap. Sitting there in utter amazement that our daughter had learned such a bad word in kindergarten of all places, I called Renee back over and asked, "Honey, what other bad words have you learned at school?" Well, nothing could have prepared us for what we were about to hear. One by one, our sweet little angel recited just about every bad word known to man. When I finally caught my breath, I told her the literal meaning of each and every word, all of which, thank God, she agreed should never be used. In Matthew 12:34, Jesus said that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we know that words are used to communicate what is in the heart of a man, and that the enemy is quick to place ugly words in the mind to communicate sinful deeds in the heart. Stop the plan of the enemy to take over your children's vocabulary by sitting down with them and explaining the damage such words can do, and pray with them for strength to resist the peer pressure to use such bad language. And parents, remember to set a good example for your children to follow. The real test will come the next time you stub your little toe. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.